This month, schools across Washington state start annual assessments of student reading skills. 4 low-income schools in the region are using a volunteer tutor program to boost those skills. Catherine Banwell went to Stanislow Elementary in West Seattle to see how the program Reading Partners works.
Good morning, Miss Elizabeth. This is my friend, Miss Catherine. She's going to be hanging out with us today.
That's Anthony Lee. He's a volunteer reading tutor at Stanislow. Twice a week, he works with 6-year-old Elizabeth Riff, whose reading skills are not quite up to grade level.
Elizabeth, can you tell me what you like about Reading Partners?
I like reading.
What kind of books do you like to read?
Animals.
Do you like to read books about animals mostly?
Yes.
So research shows that when students are able to read at grade level by the time they enter fourth grade, they're 4 times more likely to graduate from high school. Poor reading skills can hinder kids in many subjects, like math and science.
Octopus, jellyfish.
Stanislow Elementary is one of the most diverse schools in Washington State. It's about 80% students of color, and 65% of all the students there are on free and reduced lunch. Erica Eyre is the principal at Stanislow. She says almost 20% of her students are homeless.
We have a number of families that there's an incarcerated parent who have experienced the immigration process, that maybe we're coming from a refugee situation. Some of our students have experienced things in their life that I could never even imagine experiencing.
So is this reading program helping? Eyre says a high percentage of her students are improving in testing.
And a big part of their growth is reading fluency, and that's because they have an opportunity to read aloud with an adult and then have the adult read aloud to them as well.
Robert Slavin directs the Center for Research and Reform in Education at Johns Hopkins University. He says studies show that teachers are the most effective in tutoring children, but literacy programs, like the one at Stanislow, let students connect with another trusted adult.
You have tutors who may learn something about the lives of children in poverty or the lives of children who are struggling in reading. And the children themselves may not have met somebody like this tutor.
He says it's also a chance for people in the community to give back. And for volunteer tutor Anthony Lee, he feels like he's making a difference.
I come here with a very clear mind, know that, you know, no matter, as long as I care and I'm putting in effort and making it about the student that I'm working with, that simplicity, I think, is really powerful and appealing to me.
The cat is here. The bird is here. The turtle is here.
All done.
The class wraps up, and Anthony walks Elizabeth back to her classroom.
Thanks for doing such a great job reading today, Miss Elizabeth. Give me one last high five. I'll see you in a couple weeks, okay? You have a great rest of your day.
I'm Catherine Banwell, KUOW News.
Statewide assessments in English and math skills run through early June. Results will be released in September. If you're interested in being a volunteer tutor, you'll find a link in our story online at kuow.org.